आज दिस इज रिक्टेडिंग ऑन जबीना कसारो. जबीना इज जे ओ बी आई एन ए, बी एज इन बॉय. जबीना, जबीना कसारो, सी ए एस एस ए आर ओ, सी ए एस 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 इन सैम. A-R-O, date of birth is 5-9-53, date of visit 1-8-26. Please make a copy for, I'm sorry, date of visit is 1-22-26. Please make a copy for Richard Potts, M.D., P-O-T-T-S, Richard Potts, M.D. Next, paragraph. Dear Richard, thank you for sending Jobina Kasaro for pulmonary evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a this is a 72-year-old female who has previously been diagnosed to have COPD, as well as a right lower lobe adenocarcinoma of the lung, had undergone radiation therapy. In January of measuring 1.6 centimeter with the SUV of 11, and had undergone EBUS with mediastinal staging. The patient had undergone SBRT, S as in Sam, B as in boy, R as in Robert, SBRT, to the right lung nodule. After discussing various options of treatment, post-therapy, the patient did undergo follow-up CAT scans of the chest, and the most recent one was done on 1/16/26, which showed a large triangular shaped parenchymal opacity in the superior segment of the right lower lobe, which was unchanged from September of 25, suggesting post treatment changes and scarring. The And there was an area of rounded atelectasis in, along the lateral lingula, approximately 3 by 1.3 centimeter. The there were no other significant lung nodules. And the mediastinum was unremarkable. The patient has been on an albuterol inhaler and has a history of COPD due to long-standing history of smoking. She has a cough, but denies significant shortness of breath, denies chest pains or hemoptysis, has no fevers, chills, or weight loss. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history includes history of a meningioma, which is under observation with serial CAT scans of her head. She also had surgery on her left thumb for tendon repair and right knee surgery for cartilage tear. She has COPD and emphysema and hypolipidemia. There's also a history of anxiety. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 50 years and quit. No significant alcohol use. Next, family history. Father had diabetes and mother died in an accident. Next, med list, bupropion, 150 milligrams pure daily. Next, review of systems. Patient has had no weight loss, fatigue, or fever, no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds, and no urinary frequency, flank pains, dysuria. She has had no hay fever. There is no shortness of breath or significant cough or wheezing. She has no abdominal pains or heartburn, no rectal bleeding, diarrhea, or constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no leg edema, denies depression. She has no joint pains or muscle stiffness, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash. She does have some itchiness of skin. Next, physical exam. This well-built elderly white female was alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, clubbing of erythema. Blood pressure 120 by 70, pulse is 84, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 164, saturation 98. HE Indian norms, phallic pupils are reactive, sclera were clear, throat was mildly injected. Ears, no inflammation, neck up, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Breath sound diminished to the periphery, no wheezes, crackles. Heart thumps regular, sonorous to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no calf tenderness, reflexive 1+. No gross motor deficits, cranial is grossly intact, skin no lesions, no. Next paragraph, impression number one is COPD and emphysema. Number two is history of adenocarcinoma of the right lower lobe. Status post SBRT. B as in boy, R as in Robert, T as in Thomas. SBRT. And next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. She has had an oncologist review her case in Scottsdale, Arizona, and will need a oncologist for follow-up here and will be referred to medical oncology for further evaluation and follow-ups. And she was also advised to use the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QID PRN. And a follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 2 months, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for copy for Richard Potts, MD, POTTS, MD. Let's talk to Susan.